Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Complete check of all your markets coming up when we come back in a moment here on K101.
What are you doing? Hurry up.
I'm coming.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Come on, they're waiting for us.
One in five children still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, no cash cattle trade yet this week. Still looking for trade to develop perhaps tomorrow, more than likely late in the week, Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef was higher at the close yesterday, though. Choice up $4.56 at $298.76. Select up $2.10 to $289.75. Choice select spread $9.01, 78 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards yesterday, 5,260 head. Feeder steers were steady to three lower. Feeder heifers unevenly steady. A light test on the steer and heifer calves, but a lower undertone was noted. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 283 to 315. 5 to 6 weights, 285 to 325. 6 to 7 weights, 267 to $3. 7 to 8 weights, 241 to 278. 8 to 9 weights, 223 to 252. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 212 to 232.25. Over 1,000 pounds, 204.50 to 213. Now, June live cattle up 30 cents yesterday, 176.97. August down 15, 174.42. May feeder cattle down 190, 241.40. August down 187, 252.87. On the hogs, May hogs down 25 at 92.17. June down 77, 98.17. We'll check grains in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Oklahoma hard red winter wheat, 20 to 26 cents higher yesterday, mostly 25 cents higher. Frederick, 585 and a quarter. Davis, 586 and a quarter. Lawton, 590 and a quarter. El Dorado and Hobart, $6 and a quarter penny. Temple, 605. Buffalo, 612 and a quarter. Clinton and Weatherford, 615 and a quarter. Banner and Medford, 620 and a quarter. El Reno, Gary, Keys, O'Keen, 625 and a quarter. Okarchi, 626 and a quarter. Perry and Stillwater, 628 and a quarter. Alva, Cherokee, Hooker, Watonga, 630 and a quarter. Ponca City, 635 and a quarter. Manchester, 640. Shattuck, 645 and a quarter penny. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July down 7 and 3 quarters this morning, 667 and a half. December down 8 cents at 698. Chicago wheat, July down 3 and a quarter, 645 and a half. September down 2 cents, 666 and a half. July corn down a penny and a quarter, 467 and 3 quarters. December down 1 and 3 quarters, 486 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up a half, 1235 and a quarter. July up down 5 and a half at 1243 and a quarter. The July cotton up 7, 77.13. December up 30, 75.61. June crude up 22 cents, 78.70. June natural gas down 5, 214 per million BTU. That's a look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.